Oh, I love it. Very energetic and pure voice. Okay. All right.
Maybe you'll do the same.
All right. Well, we will still spend about 30 seconds. We can say hello to the friends in your neighbor. And before we schedule after the meeting, can we just say hello to your neighbor? Okay, we still have plenty of time after the meeting. Okay, let's bow ahead and pray. Oh, dear Lord, we thank you we can come before you. We worship you because you are our God. And thank you, you give us your word. Your word is just like a rock. Like a rock. And we can build our house on it. We pray that today you will speak to us. Quicken our spirit. And help us to have a ear to hear you. And help our heart we can receive you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's read another verse before we start. It's in 1 Peter chapter 1.
再读一节圣经,
Verse 24 and 25. If we find it, can we all read together?
我一起来读.
For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall. But the word of the Lord stands forever. Can we read again? Can we all read again? No matter you use the Chinese or English, they all read again. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall. But the word of the Lord stands forever. The words of the Lord stands forever. Several years ago,
几年前,
there are two elder gentlemen was introduced each other.
有两位, 年长的人, 他们互相介绍,
and they have a total different backgrounds. And I was in that occasion, so I hear their conversation.
我也在,
one has a experienced retired military general.
他是一个退休的将军.
And the other one is a professor, the teacher, teaching all his life.
另一位是一位教授, 他终身都是教书.
And first time they met, I don't know what kind of a word they are going to say.
他们第一次见面, 我不知道他们会谈什么.
Because they have totally different backgrounds.
因为他们的背景完全不一样.
Besides the greeting,
除了彼此问安以外,
that military retired general, he took the number from his pocket.
他这个退休将军他就把拿着一个小的笔记本,
and he opened to the page, and he wanted to show to this retired professor.
他就打开了一页，就交给那个退休的教授.
He said, "Look, this is the words I wrote it down this morning from the Bible."
他说这是我
This is the word of God. It's very precious. I hope you can read it. That retired professor. He said, "I'm sorry, I cannot see."
那个退休教授说, 对不起,
but I have a radio in front of me. I listen to the word of God. See, here is the tape.
In front of him.
I was so shocked.
我很震惊。
These two very experienced gentlemen,
这两个人都是很有经历的人。
To their older age, their exchange experience is we all reading or listening the word of God.
当他们相遇的时候，他们来交流他们的经历， 但他们所说的是他们听的和所读的神的话语。
These two gentlemen used to be in our group, right here, worship with us.
我所谈到这两位，他们曾经都在我们的当中。
And right now they're all with the Lord.
现在他们都在主那里。
One of them is my father. 其中一位是我的父亲。
其中一位是我的父亲。Okay.
Now let's back to the Mark chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7.
然后再翻到马太福音第七章。
If you see this slide, you will see there's a big rock. On top of that, there's a lighthouse.
如果你看见这张图片，你就看见一个很大的盘子，上面有一个灯塔。
And you know what's the purpose for the lighthouse?
你知道说这个灯塔的用意是在什么？
The lighthouse need to guide all the sailing boats or ships to come back to the harbor safely.
它是为了所有经过的船只导航，让他们能够安全的航行。
And you see the wave is quite fierce.
看到这个大浪。
And normally, near this seashore, you will see a lot of storms, a lot of big waves.
通常在这个海岸边，就是有着许多的风暴，也有许多的大浪。
If the lighthouse did not build on the solid rock, pretty soon this lighthouse won't be there.
如果这个灯塔不是建在坚固的磐石上面，不久它就不会存在了。
And he cannot function at all.
就完全没有用处。So
building on the right foundation is very important.
所以建造在一个对的根基上面是非常重要的。This
picture is taken from a San Francisco area.
这张照片是在San Francisco照的。Okay,
let's start.
让我们开始。There
are three questions we are going to answer today.
我们要回答三个问题。The
very first one is say, what are the words that Jesus wants us to hear?
第一个问题是主耶稣要我们听见什么话。
Nowadays, we have so many voices around us. Maybe from TV, or maybe from radio, or maybe from your friends, or your boss, or a lot of people around you.
也许从电视, 也许从收音机, 也许从你的朋友, 也许从你的上司, 有很多地方。
If you have one small question, you ask your friend, suddenly you will receive lots of answers, and sometimes from internet or from email.
也许你问朋友一个小小的问题，但是你会得到许多的答案。有时候从 internet， 有时候从这个 internet网， 有时候从电子邮件。So
which one you should take it or listen?
到底该听哪一个呢？
Second question we're going to answer today is why do we need to put them into practice?
第二个问题就是为什么我们要实行这些的话？
Especially the words of God.
实行主的话。
And is that listen is enough?
光是听听还不够吗？
Why we need to put it into practice like Jesus said?
为什么要像主耶稣说的要去行？
Another question we're going to answer is how do we live an effective life?
还有一个问题就是我们怎么样活出一个有效的生活？
That is stemmed from the words of God.
是扎根于主的话语。
So hopefully today when we walk out of this room, everybody can answer these three questions. Okay, let's start from our first one.
先看第一个。
Okay, when did Jesus say about the house need to build on the rock?
主耶稣在什么时候说要把房子建造在磐石上？
If you would, you can look back to chapter 5, chapter 6, and you will see a lot of sermon Jesus spoke on the mountain.
如果你回到第五章、第六章，你可以看见主耶稣在山上所讲的许多道。
And it's including a very famous, the people say this is the, what they call is a Beatitudes.
你可以看见这个很有名的，就是主要是说生活的原则和态度。
And some people count there are 8 blessings, and some are counting as 9.
有人把它称为八福，也有人说有九福。
And they always start with the blessed are, blessed are, blessed are.
因为这些话语开始都是如何如何就有福了。
But if you read carefully,
但是如果你仔细的读，
this is very opposite from what you think.
和我们通常的观念是完全相反的。
And probably you say, well, in this world, probably it doesn't work.
所以你想，在这个世界上，这些话大概没有用的。
Why, for example, the first one, if we go back to the chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
比方说，回到五章三节那里说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Well, probably this would be a change to the blessed are,the rich in spirit, for theirs is a kingdom of heaven.
也许说你觉得应该把它换成说富足的人有福了。
Yeah, it shouldn't say poor, it should say rich.
也许你觉得这个虚心这个字应该换成富足。
How about look at verse 5?
或者说第五节。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
He said, no, I did not see that.
你说我没看到这么回事。
On this earth probably, blessed are the strong, for they will inherit the earth.
对，你觉得在这个地上也许是说强壮有力的人有福了，因为他们要承受地土。
On and on, you can just continue to read all the way to verse 12.
也许你一节节读下去一直到十二节。
But apparently here is, Jesus is talking about some kind of ethics,for his disciples or the standard for all the believers.
但是这里主耶稣显然乃是对着他的门徒来说的，这是他的标准。
So it looks like this kingdom is quite different from the earthly kingdom.
所以看起来这个天国和地上的国实在是不同。
Yes, so there is a value, the different values.
有一种不同的价值。
And yes, it's very shocked when we move from China to America.You will see a lot of value different.
也许就像我们从中国搬到美国来一样，我们会遇到很吃惊的事情。我们有很多的价值都不一样。
Just for example, very simple one, when you eat chicken.
比方说，最很简单的例子就是我们吃这个鸡。
鸡 ，Yeah. American people like the white meat.
美国人喜欢吃这个白肉。
And the dark meat they put in a lower level of price.
那个红肉就是。价格就比较低。
And Chinese people would like a dark meat instead of white meat.
但是中国人就更喜欢红肉。
Is that right, Bob? So that's the first thing I find out. And of course, on and on, you can have lots of examples. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong.
你可以列很多的清单，并不知道哪一个对，哪一个错。
It's just the value different.
只是说这个价值的观念是不同。
But here we're talking about the kingdom's value and the worldly value.
但是这里我们说的是天国的价值和地上的价值。
And also, there's a faith from the Pharisees.
就是从法利赛人他们有一句话。
And Pharisees, they are low follower or abider.
他们是好像他们是要遵行主的话。
Yes, they put everything in the Old Testament, what the Lord said. They even put the verse on their forehead and write it on their garment.
所以说他们很重视主在旧约里面所说的一切话，他们把它佩戴在额头上，也把它系在衣服上面。
And why is the different faith that Jesus talking about here?
但是为什么主耶稣还要在这里说到一个不同的信心？
And it looks like our faith need to surpass the Pharisees, otherwise we cannot get into the kingdom of God.
他说你们的义若不胜过法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Why this standard is different?
为什么这样一个不同的标准？
And also, probably you will be surprised to say, well, maybe Jesus is going to have some brand new laws to replace the Old Testament.
也许你觉得说主要说是要用一个新的律法来代替旧约的律法。
This law was given to Moses and by Moses to all the people of God.
就是旧约的律法给摩西和他所有神的子民。
Probably he is going to proclaim the new set of laws. But it is not. The Old Testament expectation will be fulfilled in this new kingdom. So, this is the first part of Beatitudes.
这是这个生活原则的第一部分。
And, well, it's not stop here.
但不光如此。
Okay, if you continue to read chapter 5, verse 13, all the way through chapter 6, even chapter 7, the first 6 verses in chapter 7, this is a long sermon.
如果你继续读，从五章十三节一直读下去，第六章、第七章，这是一个很长的讲道。
Oh, we talk about a lot of things.
主耶稣说了很多事情。
It talk about salt and light.
说到盐和光。
And what's going on in salt and light?
盐和光有什么意思?
He said, "You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world."
他说你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
And he talked about the law.
说到律法。
And he said he is going to do nothing. I'm coming here to abolish the law or the prophets. I'm coming here to fulfill them.
我想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
And then you're talking about anger.
说到怒气。
Yes, there is a seminar just for anger, this topic nowadays.
所以我们关于怒气有一个特别的话。
Yes, you can go to the 3 nights or 4 days or seminar just to deal with this anger.
他们就是有的人特别要去听好几天的特别的讲座，就是为了要对付怒气。
Nowadays, we have so many things in our life and we feel so anger.
在今天的生活里有许多事情叫我们充满了怒气。
And lust.
还有欲望。
Yes, maybe from our physical.
也许是我们身体的,
and maybe from our mind.
也许是我们心思里面的,
it's a lot of lust nowadays.
有许多的贪欲,
and especially you look at a magazine or is a TV advertising, it seems as though around the lust.
如果你看见我们的杂志,我们的广告,许多事情都是围绕着人的欲念。
So no wonder the people call this generation is a seductive age.
所以, 有人就是实在把这个时代称为被诱惑的一代。
And divorce?
更糟的是,
divorce. That's another issue. Jesus
离婚,
mentioned about divorce. And he said, well, this is, it seems a nowadays issue. How come in Jesus' time already have a divorce problem?
好像今天离婚是一个大的问题, 但是在主耶稣的时代也是一个问题吗?
Yes. It did. It happened in the past.
对,
so Jesus specifically talking about a divorce.
对,主耶稣也特别提到离婚,
and the vows.
还有启示,
he said, yes, be yes, no, be no, and don't say anything yes to no, no to yes.
他说,等你说的话,是就说是,不是就说不是。
And nowadays you will feel like this kind of person probably is pretty stupid.
但今天,
because if you say something directly, maybe you'll be harmed.
如果你直接的把话说出来，你就会受伤害。
And Jesus talked about that. I already quoted, so you can. This is assignment for the kids, so they already read that. So I'm going to go through real quick, and I'm going to summarize it.
这也是一个功课，很多小孩子他们都读过。我很快来总结一下。
And retaliation. And nowadays, if we are, yes, we say it's a defense.
今天我们说会说这个是防卫。
Well, we don't offense, but we're going to defense ourselves.
我们说我们不会攻击别人，但是我们会防卫自己。
And this is probably, it should be right. It's fair.
我们觉得这是正当的，是公平的。
And we'll say what did Jesus say.
那我们看主是如何说的。
There are so many other points.
还有许多的点,
given to the needy.
也就是, 供给穷人,
yes, nowadays we still are seeing this charity or donations.
今天我们有许多慈善,
捐助的事情. You know, last year, the second richest in the United States I don't want to say his name, but he lived not too far from here.
去年就是美国第二富的人, 我不说他的名字, 他住的离这里并不远。
He lived in Nebraska.
在Nebraska.
He's surprised, huh? He's not in New York City, not in California, in Nebraska.
他并不住在纽约, 也不住在加州, 他住在内布拉斯加。
He gave $50 billion to a charity.
他给了500亿美元。 给这个慈善机构,
and that's surpassed in the past American history.
这是美国历史上最高的,
and passing the Rockefeller. Amazing, is this person out of mind?
觉得这个人他神经错乱了吗?
No, he's not.
没有,
another issue. Jesus is talking about prayer.
主耶稣也讲到祷告。
Yes, this is very important in our life.
在我们的生活中, 这是非常重要的。
Sometimes we don't know how to pray.
很多时候我们不知道该如何祷告。
And if you don't know how to pray, there is a very good example in chapter 6, verse 9 through 13.
如果你不知道如何祷告, 第6章13节, 那里有一个很好的例子。
This, sometimes we call this a Lord's Prayer. So you know how to start. And you know how to end. Loving enemies.
爱仇敌,
and this is very hard.
A
few years ago when I was in a North group, Bible study group on Friday night, I remember one lady, she is a professor from China.
He's
from northern part of China. She only had about 6 months in Kansas City.
她在, Kansas City只待了6个月.
Somehow he heard about we have the Bible study in different families. She was so eager to come. And something very special is every time she brought a note.
每次她就带一个笔记.
And everything our conversation, she always wrote down in detail.
我们说什么她都很仔细地记下来.
And I always feel so ashamed because we went to a Bible study and most of us brought a Bible.
我自己觉得很不好意思, 因为每次好像我们只带了圣经, 也没有带笔记.
About first couple of times, she heard about this one, loving enemies. Later on, she said, I cannot write this down.
她说我写不下来,
this teaching too high.
这个教导太高了.
She said she went through Cultural Revolution and all her family got into the trouble.
她说她在中国经过文革,她的整个家庭都受到迫害。
My enemies still live in the same town.
他说我的仇敌就住在同一个城里。
I will never forgive him.
我是永远不会原谅他的。
How can this teaching say loving enemies?
他说这里的教训却说要爱你的仇敌。
We don't have any answer for her.
我们不知道怎样来回答。
Let's continue Bible study for her duration, which is 6 months in Kansas City.
她就在 Kansas City的6个月期间, 她还是来查经。
Toward the end, she said she wanted to say something because she is leaving home.
最后她说她想说一点话。
She still brought her notes.
她仍然把她的笔记带来了。
And she said, well, thank you for all your care or something and for the northern families.
她就谢谢说北边查经的弟兄姊妹对她的关心。
I want to say one thing.
她说我想说一件事。
She opened her notes.
她打开她的笔记。
Loving enemies.
她写下来了爱你的仇敌。
And we will kind of puzzle why she wanted to say that.
我们就说想知道为什么她说 这样子。
Probably all our family, we forgot about this.
可能我们自己都忘记了。
But she said, I will go back to my hometown and I will be friend to my family.
她说我要回到我的家乡。
I will make friend to my enemy.
We were
so shocked. What changes her life? We don't have any answer for her. Because I know her pains in her heart. But she learned. She says she's going back and will make friends with her family, enemy. Another issue is fasting. And probably on and off we do this. Yes, in order to have a closer relationship with God. Or maybe for very specific things we like to pray. Do you know we did that before Pastor Wang Zhijun came here? It's volunteer basis in each family. We just kind of take turn to go on.
是自愿的, 就是有几个家庭, 他们轮流的, 这样做。
It's very crucial.
这是很重要的。
We pray for the lost souls.
为着那些世上的灵魂来祷告。
And yes, this is a big issue today, money.
说到钱财。
We can go to a lot of financial seminars.
我们会有许多, 财经的讲座。
Once you start to work until you retire, you will go to a different seminar for this, how to handle money.
从你上班到你退休之前，也许你会上很多这样的讲座， 告诉你怎么理财。
You want to make sure your money is put in the right place, in the best place, and the best return, and so on.
所以你总是想把你的钱放在一个最好的地方，回报是最高的。
And I want you to go back to read what's Jesus teaching.
希望你回过头来看一看主耶稣的教导。
It's in chapter 6, verse 19 through 24.
在第六章19到24。
I can just give you a bottom line. He said, store your money in heaven.
我告诉你,最终他乃是说,
and the detail he will teach you.
然后细节你们可以仔细的看。
Worry.
讲到忧虑。
Does anyone know worry? Please raise your hand.
你们有忧虑的可以举起手吗?
We all have worry.
我们都有。
Yes. Big or small, we all have worry.
但是不管或大或小,我们都有忧虑。
And we know if this keep going on, and eventually will destroy us.
我们知道说,如果我们的忧虑没有控制的话,我们就把自己毁了。
And Jesus has a very detail about this issue, worry.
主耶稣有很仔细的教导说,如何来对待这个忧虑。
Simply he said, do not worry.
他就是简单的说,不要忧虑。
And look at outside the bird and flower.
你们看外面的鸟和花。
And read those sections, you will know how to deal with this.
如果你读它的话, 你会知道说如何来对待忧虑。
And criticism.
批评, 论断。
And, or sometimes we say judging others.
或者说论断弟兄。
Oh, sometimes we like to do that. Sometimes we call this is more a mild tone. We say that this is analyzing, or we are kind of chatting.
有的时候我们就说的比较温和一点，我们说我们就是分析分析，或者我们就是聊聊天。
But knowingly, unknowingly, we get into the criticism.
但是一点一点，就是我们就进到论断的里面。
And Jesus has something talking about this criticism.
主耶稣有特别就谈到论断的事情。Okay,
so all this has been talking about on the mountain.
这些都是主在山上的教训。And
this is related from his word and how to live on the worldly life.
这是就告诉我们说我们如何在地上过生活。And
this is also the topic this month, our church right here, we're going to go through.
教会这个月所教导的主题也是在这些方面。
Probably you remember last week, Pastor Fan already covered what the Word of God is inspired by him.
所以我们上次可能听见冯牧师所讲的信息，就是神的话语是他自己所启示的。And
revealed by him.
是他启示的，是他所启发的。And
also another one is illuminated by him.
是他所默示启示和启发的。He
did say the word of God is the Spirit is the life.
他说到神的话就是灵，就是生命。So
this week we are going to talk about how to apply to our real life.
这个星期我所要讲的就是如何来应用在我们的生活当中。Okay,
so if that's the case, second question we're going to answer is why do we need to put them into practice, like Jesus said.
第二个问题就是为什么我们要去实行主的话。
And here we see the guideline.
我们看见这个大纲。
So that we can live a life of being pure and righteous.
所以我们可以过一个纯洁、公义的生活。
And it's very hard nowadays to live a pure and the righteous life.
今天实在要过一个纯洁、公义的生活是很难的。Because
outside we have so many temptations, so many offers.
因为在外面有这么多的诱惑，有这么多的机会。And
which one we should take?
我们要
Which one we should stay away?
哪一些我们是要远离的?
And this is the principle he mentioned in this the Sermon on the Mount.
这是主耶稣在山上所教训的原则。
Another life we need to live is a serving life.
另外一个生活就是我们要过一个侍奉的生活。
Yes, serving others, we have a lot of joys.
我们要彼此服侍才能够得到喜乐。
In the past, we feel like if people are serving me, I will feel a lot of pleasure.
也许我们过去只觉得说，如果别人来服侍我，那我就很喜乐。But
right now, he's teaching us we need to serve others, and you will find the satisfaction and fulfillment in you.
所以说，你们要去服侍别人，你的喜乐才能满足。
Very interestingly, he mentioned about the eye is good or bad.
他就说到眼睛的好坏。
But actually, original meaning is mean singleness.
但是在原文里面是说到以眼睛注目的焦点。
We have so many things we can see nowadays.
我们看很多。
And we have so many focuses nowadays.
我们有许多许多的焦点。
To the point, probably we cannot see things clear.
我们有这么多的焦点，所以我们就看东西就看不清楚。
Maybe just like my family, and sometimes we schedule kids too many programs.
有的时候，就像我们家里面，我们给小孩子太多的节目了。And
end up is nothing he or she can do well.
所以就是最后他们就是没有一样能做得好。But
here, the Lord wants us to have the singleness eye to Him.
但是主耶稣却要我们的目光能够单一专注。
I think this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Otherwise, we will not lose sight.
不然我们就看不见了。
Another thing is doing God's will.
还有就是遵行神的旨意。
Oh, we can talk about this for days. How to do the God's will.
我们可以交通很多很多，就是关于如何来遵行神的旨意。
But in chapter 5 through chapter 7 of Matthew, it's already I mentioned that.
5到7章实在是说如何来遵行神的旨意。Another
thing probably is kind of hard because it's talking about self-denying, the life of self-denying.
还有就是要舍己。And
if we continue the complete sentence, probably self-denying and take up the cross to follow him.
要舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从他。And
why mention about cross here?
为什么要说到十字架？
I think this is very important message here the Lord wants us to know.
就是主耶稣要我们知道一个很重要的信息。
If you just look at the first group we went through, be alive, be a salt, and how to handle money, how to not to be criticized.
你看见前面主耶稣说了很多的话，要做世上的盐，要做世上的光，如何的理财，如何的做很多事情。
You look at the list, probably you would say this is impossible. And that's true. That is impossible.
对我们来说是不可能的.
Until our life is changed.
除非我们的生命改变.
Just like that professor lady from China, she said, loving enemy, that's first no-no to her.
就像刚才我提到那个从中国来的教授, 他开始说爱仇敌是不可能, 他甚至不愿意写下来.
But toward the end of 6 months of Bible study, she said, I'm willing to do it.
但是查经之后六个月之后, 他说我愿意去做.
It's a life changed.
是他的生命改变.
Another issue we can summarize, this is a life we need to follow the Lamb of God.
这是一个我们生活我们是要跟随羔羊.
This Lamb is capital L.
这个羔羊我们知道是指着是一个大写的.
Because this is a very specific to the Jesus himself. John the Baptist first time saw Jesus, he said, this is the Lamb of God.
当世袭约翰第一次看见主的时候，他说这是神的羔羊。
And why is the Lamb of God?
为什么是神的羔羊?
Because he is blameless.
因为他是没有瑕疵的。
He's ready for the cross.
他是就是为着这个十架所预备的。
He will take the sins of you and me and will die on the cross.
他要背负你我的罪，要死在十字架上。
After he said, this is the Lamb of God, John the Baptist, his disciple, some follow him, follow Jesus.
当世袭约翰说看那神的羔羊，他的门徒就转去跟从耶稣。And
do you know, second time he said that, a more disciple followed Jesus and left.
后来他又说了一次，又更多的门徒去跟随耶稣了。Well,
he's the Lamb of God.
因为他是神的羔羊。Yes,
he died for you and me.
他为你我而死。For
those you and me, we are willing to accept him. Yes, we can have this life.
当我们这些 接受他的人,
another thing is because the Matthew talking about a kingdom, so Jesus wants us to have the life which has a heavenly capacity. And many times we don't have this kind of capacity. Because it's so hard. And there are some pressures and there are some something up to us and we just can't. We just can't do that.
因为我们总是有许多压力, 我们背后有很多的东西叫我们不能够行。
But when we receive our, the Lord Jesus,
当我们接受主耶稣,
it changed from us first.
他先改变我们。
Yes, he will give our capacity in our heart, will enlarge our capacity.
他给我们能力, 在我们心里面。
So that we can live the life which will meet his standard, which will be qualified as a kingdom, the children of kingdom. So now let's get into the third question. How do we live an effective life? There are so many verses, and later on we'll come back to read it.
有许多的经节.
Okay, this is the third one. Okay, let's go to chapter 7 of Matthew.
那我们看第七章, 马太第七章.
First key issue is you need to ask, seek, and knock.
这里首先你就要祈求, 要寻找, 要叩门.
And here say, ask and it will be given to you.
你们祈求就给你们.
Seek and you will find.
寻找就寻见.
Knock and the door will be opened to you.
叩门就给你们开门.
Oh, here's the key.
这就是关键.
If you don't ask,
如果你不祈求,
if you don't seek,
如果你不寻找,
if you don't knock,
如果你不叩门,
you will never get the truth. But if you do that, the door will be open for you.
如果你做了,
and especially right here, from verse 7 all the way through 12.
从第七节到一直到十二节,
he used some very simple illustration for you to understand or me to understand.
主耶稣就用了一个很简单的比喻。
Verse 9 said, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
第九节这里说，你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, it illustrates even more clear.
在路加福音, 11章, verse 13,
it says, Luke chapter 11, verse 13.
路加福音11章13节,
add something to this requesting.
这里说的更加仔细。
He said, how much more will your Father in heaven give you Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
13节说,
this is a good gift.
这是一个好东西,
to those who would like to ask. And you will have this Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the comforter. It's the unwavering comforter.
因为圣灵乃是安慰者,
and he's a teacher.
乃是教师,
he will teach all the word of God to illuminate in your heart.
他要把神的话,
so you would understand.
叫我们能够明白,
so this is very crucial.
这是很重要的,
if we don't have this good gift, sometimes we won't be understand.
如果没有神给我们的这个礼物, 这个圣灵,
if you just use your brain, your mind, we just stop there.
因为我们的头脑,
maybe just say, this is a good teaching.
如果我们也许可以说,
but I can't do it.
但是我们就说,
but with Holy Spirit, yes, you can.
但是如果圣灵来说, 是的,
so ask, seek, and knock. That's the first key.
所以我们要祈求, 要寻找, 要叩门。
And another thing we need to go through is a narrow gate.
我们还要经过的就是一个窄门。
All the airport has thousand people go through.
机场里面总是有千万的人要走来走去。
But everybody need to go through the checkpoint.
但是总是进去的时候有一个检查的门。
Sometimes you will see that outside has a big crowd, big line, because they all need to go through just one gate, one person at a time.
有时候你看见外面排了长长的队, 就是因为他们要经过一个很窄的门。
Yes, security, security check.
这是检查安全检查的门。
Very narrow gate.
那个门是很窄的。
I say, can I hold my baby over? And I say, no, it's one by one.
有时候你说我可以抱着孩子过去吗? 他们说不可以,
well, this gate is very narrow too.
这里的窄门也是很窄的,
but we need to go through. Maybe not many people appreciate this.
也许并不是很多人都会,
but do you know this narrow road will lead you to the eternal life? Oh, there is a way that is very broad. Everybody can come in.
有一条路是宽大的,
but eventually will lead to the perish place. This is the second key. Another key is we need to identify the false teaching. Well, because Jesus said in 7:15, chapter 7, verse 15, say, watch out for false prophets.
这里第七章十五节说你们要防备假先知。
They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves.
他们到你们这里来, 外面披着羊皮, 里面却是残暴的狼。
Yes, they come to steal and now they come to devour.
他们来是要偷窃, 要毁坏。
So, especially nowadays, toward the end of the ages, and you will see a lot of false teaching. Yes, they are so-called, they have their church.
是的,
yes, they have their prayer meeting.
他们也有所谓祷告会。
Yes, they send out a missionary too.
他们也派出传道人。
But be careful. We need to be aware of those.
但你要小心。
That's the third key.
And 这是第三点。
The fourth one.
第四个。
Yes, we will follow all the teaching of Jesus. Will we be saved and our life will be smooth and perfect and nothing happen?
其实你觉得说,如果我遵循主的一些教训,我的一生就会平顺,就会没有问题。
Well, you look at Matthew 7.
那你看马太第七章,
verse 27, you better stop there, probably yes.
27节。
24. Who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
凡听见我这话就去行的,好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
But if you continue to read verse 25,
如果你继续读25节,
the rain came down,
雨淋,
the streams rose,
水冲,
the streams rose, and the winds blew,
风吹,
and beat against that house.
撞在那房子,
it looks like some from above.
有从上面来的,
and some from below.
有从下面来的,
and some from all sides.
也从各个方向都有的。
Wow. What a test.
这是实在是何等的试炼。
And yes, our life, we're seeing so many things, and we shed tears.
是的,在我们生活里就是会有这许多的事,有的就叫我们流眼泪。
Sometimes we don't understand.
有时候就叫我们不明白。
And sometimes we just have to totally trust in Him.
有的时候我们所能做的就是完全的信靠神。
Do you know yesterday, our sister and brother, they went to California for a funeral?
你知道,昨天我们有弟兄姊妹到加州去参加一个葬礼。
His, the sisters, Christine's sister, and she passed away.
是, Christine的,
she's very young.
她很年轻,
and she's a medical doctor.
她是一个医学博士,
and I remember 2 years ago, summertime,
我记得2年前是暑假,
she brought her three kids to my house.
她带来, 她带了三个小孩子到我家,
because my house has a little music camp.
因为在我家里有一个小小的音乐的, 音乐的,
and she brought her first one and second one to join the music camp.
她带了她, 第一个和第三个孩子,
and her the last one baby, she's still nursing.
最小的她还抱在怀里喂奶,
and her husband came too.
她的丈夫也来了.
Oh, what a wonderful family.
这是一个非常好的家。
Three very lovely kids.
三个非常可爱的孩子。
Especially that second one, I was so amazed. He was three.
那个老二我, 他非常有, 他是大概三岁。
And he played in our computer game.
他会玩我们的电脑游戏。
And he can follow whatever a computer is saying, he can follow and follow and sing it.
这个就是电脑上的指令他都会,
and they went back to California. And find out there is a cancer.
就发现说, 他有这个癌症,
her mother's body, and that's 2 years of fighting and struggling. Finally, the Lord took her home.
这个妈妈就是她2年的时间跟癌症搏斗, 最后还是与主同在。
This is a testing.
这实在是一个试炼。
And many times we feel like where is our foundation?
有时候就会这些试炼叫你会问自己说我们的根基究竟在哪里?
I think through this incident, I still can see Angela's parents still worshiping the Lord.
这个经过这些事件, 我们可以看见这个 Angela, 她的父母, 她仍然在那里敬拜神。
Because preparing it was is still they are still serving the Lord right now.
Angela, 她的父母仍然在侍奉神,
even though they retired a long time ago. I call him Reverend Peng.
他的父亲是彭牧师,
and he helped me quite a bit. I typed something for him, and he is very, very careful in the Word of God.
我可以告诉你一些他的事情，他是关于神的话语，他是非常的仔细。
Sometimes I miss the comma, he can give me a phone call and lecture me for 5 minutes.
有时候我漏掉一个逗点，他也会打电话给我，花5分钟时间来纠正我。
But during this difficult time,
但是在这个困难的时候,
he emailed me, he's still praising the Lord.
他写电子邮件告诉我说，他仍然在赞美主。
I feel like he's on the rock.
我就感觉到说，他乃是在那磐石上面。
2 days ago, I heard the testimony from the radio.
两天前我在收音机里听见一个见证。
Her name is Barbara Johnson.
她的名字叫 Bob Johnson.
I don't know, Bobby, some of you heard about her testimony.
可能也有人听过了。
Oh, the testimony was so strong.
是一个非常有力的见证。
And so clear. So clear.
是一个非常清晰的见证。
This is a lady.
是有一位女士。
And she talked about her life.
她就,
and I thought, wow, maybe she, she's very successful, perhaps.
我想也许她是非常成功的。
And so that she has a very strong testimony.
所以她的见证就很有力。
But when I listen, continue to listen,
但我, 继续地听,
not so.
并不是这样的。
12 years old, when she was 12 years old, she lost her dad.
12岁的时候,她就失去父亲。
And after her husband has an accident, I don't know what kind of accident, she didn't explain.
她的丈夫好像是有一个车祸。
I don't know what happened, but her husband became a cripple and blind.
她的丈夫就是会瘸腿,也是眼睛也看不见。
And right after that, she lost 2 sons.
然后后来她又失去了2个儿子。
One died in the Vietnam War.
一个是在越南战争的时候死去的。
And the other one got a car accident and hit by a drunk driver and died.
另一个是在车祸被一个醉酒驾车的撞死。
This is a very difficult time for her.
对于她来说实在是一个非常非常困难的时候。
And more difficult thing is coming. She still had another son. And this son is one day she said he said he is going to live homosexual life and left the family. And her son changed the name.
他的儿子, 改了名字,
and never contact his parents again.
就再也不跟父母, 联络了。
About 11 years.
大概这样有11年。
He said that was the most difficult testing time for her.
他说这是他生命当中最大的试炼。
Because his two sons died, he knows they are deposited in heaven.
这两个儿子已经去世了，他知道说他们在主那里。
But this one, we don't know where he moved to, what kind of life he's living, and no contact, he said that's the most painful to her.
但是那个活着的儿子，他们不知道他在哪里，不知道他在做什么。他说对于他来说，这是最难的。
And at that time, she has a ministry.
他有一个事工。
It's very difficult to preach the gospel, and people say, "What kind of life you have? What kind of family you have?"
但是就是如果当人问到家庭的时候，实在很难荣耀神。
But she's still standing on the rock.
但是她仍然是站在磐石上。
And do you know what kind of ministry she her ministry called?
你知道她的, 事工是叫做什么吗?
Do you know what it is?
你知道这个东西是什么?
She's just a lady. This is a kitchen stuff.
这是你知道她是一位女士，这是厨房里用的。
Spatula. 瓢子，瓢子。 You can use this for putting cream on the top of the cake. Probably you can cut a cake too, yeah. Or serving a cake. This is nothing. But she has a spectacular ministry. I don't know, the next slide or this slide. She's helping a lot of, especially moms. When they lost their kids, when their kids just went away, total rebellious. She encouraged them. And very interesting is this, she wrote 25 books. If you have a chance to check out from the library and read it. It's very humorous.
写了25本书,
and people say she inject the heavenly joy.
他们读过的人说是在他有属天的喜乐。
And why this lady has the heavenly joy in her?
为什么她会有这样属天的喜乐?
Because her faith is built on the rock.
因为她的信乃是建造在磐石上。
Look at her books. One of the books is The Humor Me, I'm Over the Hill, Laughter from the Heaven, and Plain Guanium in Your Granium. It's very humorous. It's, even the title is alright. Oh, okay. Okay. The first one is just say I'm 我很幽默. And second one is I'm Over the Hill. 我已经过了40了. The last one is Laughter from Heaven. It's 好像在天上有笑声. Okay. And the plant Granium. Granium is the herb, the flower. In your granium. Granium is 脑壳子, huh? 好像脑袋开花还是什么，就是我们中国人。It's very humorous, but it's full of.
这是他一些书的题目.
It's full of encouragement word and a joyful word.
但是他看到那里面有许多劝勉的话，有很多喜乐的话.
She also died in cancer.
她也是死于癌症.
Did I say July 2nd, 2 months ago.
七月二号，就是大概两个月前.
Wow, a lot of testings, alright?
是在他生活中有许多的试炼.
Yes, our life, just like this wave. Just like this wave beating the rock.
我们的生活也许就是像这个经历许多大浪来打在这个磐石上.
And maybe we are not so severe.
也许没有这么大.
But more or less, we have a lot of storms.
但是或多或少我们都是会经过许多风暴.
Only thing we can stand firm, which is
只有一件事叫我们可以靠着站立得住,
we want to stand on the Word of God.
就是我们愿意站在主的话语上面.
And only things on the rock will be safe.
只要我们是在磐石的上面,我们就是安全的.
Have you built your house on the rock?
有没有把你的房子建造在磐石上?
Or have you built your house on the sand?
还是建在沙的上面?
There's a storm will come.
风暴总是会来的.
The house built on the sand will be crashed.
建造在沙子上面的就会倒掉.
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告.
Oh dear Lord.
亲爱的主,
thank you for your words.
感谢你的话语.
This word is from you.
话是从你而来的.
We need to live by this word.
我们要遵循你的话.
We want to hit your words in our heart.
要把你的话藏在我们心里.
Just like today, we sing the song, and your word is the light of my feet and the lamp on my path.
就像我们今天唱的诗歌，你的话语是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光.
For those of you that do not know you,
那些还没有认识你的.
And we pray that, Lord, I want to receive you as my Savior.
主啊，愿他们今天祷告说，主，我们接受你，成为我的救主.
And I don't want to delay anymore.
请我们不要单言。
Because your word is alive, is the spirit.
因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Can quicken our life.
叫我们的生命苏醒过来。
So that we can have this eternal life.
叫我们得着永生。
Give us the four keys.
把这些话的关键都告诉我们。
So that we can understand you are the true God.
叫我们认识你是真神。
And we can live out the life which is stemmed from your word.
我们可以把我们的生活建造在你的根基上面。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.